Title: Amen Edits with Alternate Snare Anchors Advanced. All right, let's get into an advanced amen technique that instantly makes your edits feel intentional instead of random slicing. The big idea is this: the amen break is legendary because even when it's completely shredded, you still kind of feel a backbeat hiding inside it. So if you want modern jungle or rolling drum and bass drums that are chaotic but still DJ friendly, you need a consistent snare spine, a timeline, a home base. And here's the twist: that home base doesn't always have to be the classic snare on 2 and 4. In this lesson, you're going to build a 16-bar drum loop around 174 BPM, and you'll make two things happen at once. 1. The groove stays stable because your anchor snare tells the listener where home is. 2. Your amen slices can go absolutely feral around that anchor without collapsing the beat. Let's set it up. First, session prep. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot. Fast, rolling, still readable. Turn on a fixed grid at 1/16, and also enable the triplet grid toggle because we're going to use it for quick jungle bursts later. Now make a few tracks. Create an audio track called Amen Source. Create a MIDI track called Amen Slices, and we're going to slice the amen into a drum rack there. And make two return tracks, one for a short drum reverb, call it drum verb, and one for parallel compression, call it drum parallel comp. Cool. Now we make the amen tight, because if the source is drifting, everything you build on top will feel like it's leaning. Drop your amen sample onto the amen source audio track. In the clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. And set the envelope somewhere around 10 to start. Think of this as how Hard Live is trying to keep the transients crisp. Too low and it smears. Too high and it can get clicky. So we'll start in the middle. Now right click and choose warp from here. Straight. Right on the true downbeat. Then do timing hygiene. Zoom into bar 1, find the first kick transient, put a warp marker right on it, then find the first main snare transient, usually around beat 2, put a warp marker there too. Nudge those markers until bar 1 feels locked to the grid, and I mean locked. No flamming, no drifting by bar 2. Loop it and listen like a drummer. If it feels like it's slowly falling forward or backward, fix it now. Goal here is simple: the amen loops cleanly and doesn't wobble. Next step. Slice it. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. One slice per transient. Pick the built-in drum rack preset. Now you've got a drum rack where each pad triggers a piece of the amen. And this is where advanced workflow habits matter. Before you start writing any MIDI, audition and label the key slices. Find the main snare slice or slices. Rename them something like snare A main and snare B alt. Find a clean kick slice and label it kick A. And identify hats, rides, ghost bits, whatever is useful. This tiny organizational step is the difference between I'm producing and I'm hunting. Use the pad preview to audition quickly and stay in flow. Now the core technique. Build your anchor lane, the spine. Because if you let the amen rack handle both backbeat responsibility and chaos, you usually get a loop that feels cool in isolation, but collapses when you add bass, or it feels messy when you try to arrange it past two bars. So we separate the anchor from the chaos. You can do this two ways. Option A is fast. Keep it inside the drum rack by duplicating the snare slice to its own pad and treating it like a clean one-shot. In simpler, turn warp off, set voices to 1, and use trigger mode so every hit is consistent. Option B is cleaner, and for advanced work I recommend it. Extract the anchor snare to its own MIDI track. Create a MIDI track called Snare Anchor. Put a sampler on it and load your chosen snare slice, or resample it as a one-shot and load that. Now your amen rack becomes texture and movement, but the snare anchor track becomes the backbone. This is the moment where the whole lesson clicks. You're not choosing a snare, you're choosing a timeline. Where does the backbeat live? Now let's pick alternate anchor maps. Most people default to snare on 2 and 4, and that's great. That's your control setting. But we're going to use alternate anchors to shift the vibe without losing mixability. Here are a few anchor maps to try at 174 in 4/4. Anchor map 1 is classic DNB, snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Stable, familiar, perfect reference point. Anchor map 2 is the 3 anchor, put the main snare hard on beat 3. Optionally add a softer ghost somewhere like late beat 2 or around 4, but the main statement is on 3. This creates a halftime wait inside a fast tempo. It's amazing for dark rollers because the bass gets more space to speak, and the groove feels heavier without slowing down. Anchor map 3 is the pushed snare. Put the snare slightly early, like a 16th before beat 2 and a 16th before beat 4. It creates urgency. It feels like the track is pulling you forward. Anchor map 4 is a swing anchor. Keep the main anchors on 2 and 4, but add little ghost anchors off to the side, like they of the beat, and then apply swing to the non-anchor notes. The key is you swing the decorations, not the spine. Practical move. Choose one anchor map for bars 1 through 8, then switch to another for bars 9 through 16. That gives you arrangement and evolution without needing new samples. Now program the anchor MIDI. Go to your snare anchor track. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip and loop it. Place your anchors based on the map you chose. Velocity matters a lot here. Main anchors should live around 110 to 127. They're the spine. Ghost anchors, if you use them, sit more like 35 to 70. They're hints, not statements. Micro timing. Keep your main anchors dead on the grid. That's your DJ-friendly stability. Then for ghosts, you can push them a few milliseconds late for funk, or slightly early for aggression. 3 to 10 milliseconds is plenty. If you want a super clean way to do it, use note delay on just the ghost notes. 1 to 8 milliseconds is usually enough to give it a human feel without sounding sloppy. Now that your anchor is set, we build Amen edits around it. Controlled Chaos. On the Amen Slices drum rock track, create another 2-bar MIDI clip. Start by placing kicks where you want them, often around beat 1 and beat 3 depending on how rolling you want it. Place hats and ghost bits in the gaps between your anchors. And here's the discipline. Avoid letting Amen snare slices compete with the anchor snare. Either don't place them on top of the anchor, or plan to duck them, or use them in a way that's obviously intentional. A quick coach note here. Think of the snare's spine as a timeline, not a sample choice. Every other slice, including other snares, is either supporting the timeline or intentionally distracting from it. If it distracts, make it clearly on purpose, like a deliberate timing shift or a tonal contrast. Accidental distractions just sound like mistakes. Now let's add signature edit moves. These are powerful, but you don't want to spam them. Think one or two per 4 bars. First, a snare drag into the anchor. Put 2 ghost hits right before the anchor, like a little da-da crack. Keep velocities rising, something like 45 up to 65, then the anchor at 120. Second, reverse snare into the anchor. Take a snare slice. Commit it to audio by resampling or freezing and flattening, reverse it, and fade it in so it swells into the anchor. Mix it low, like, really low, 12 to 18 dB under the main snare. It's a breath, not the main event. Third, a 1/32nd stutter fill. At the end of bar 4, 8, or 16, switch your grid to 1/32nd and repeat a hat or ghost slice 4 to 8 times. And crucially, end with a clean anchor snare so the phrase resets. That reset is what makes it feel professional. Fourth, a triplet cut for jungle flair. Use 8th note triplets or 16th note triplets for a quick burst right before an anchor. Teacher rule. Don't smear across the anchor unless you want intentional disorientation. The anchor is the landing pad. Now, here's a higher level trick. Negative space edits. Advanced Amen programming isn't only adding hits. Sometimes it's removing the obvious slice right before or right after the anchor, so the anchor lands harder. Try muting 1/16th directly before the main snare. You'll be shocked how expensive it suddenly feels. Also, when an edit really works, commit it. Resample that drag, that stutter, that reverse swell, and treat it like one macro hit. This prevents endless micro tweaking and keeps decision fatigue down. Now we mix with phase discipline, because if your anchor snare doesn't win, the groove collapses. On the snare anchor track, at an EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz with a steep slope. You're clearing room for kick and sub. Dip a bit around 350 to 600 if it's boxy, 2 to 4 dB. Add presence around 2.5 to 4.5K for snap, maybe plus 2 dB. And if you want some air, a gentle 1 to 2 dB around 10 to 12K. Then add drum bass. Drive somewhere around 3 to 8. Crunch to taste, often near 0 to 10. And push transients up, anywhere from plus 5 to plus 20 depending on how much smack you want. Be careful with boom. Often you keep it off if you want clean separation with the sub. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip works great. 1 to 4 dB of drive. Then trim the output so you're not just getting louder equals better. Now for the Amen texture bus. Group your Amen slices or route them to a bus. A Q8, high pass around 80 to 120 so the texture doesn't steal low-end authority. If it's brittle, notch a couple dB somewhere in that 4 to 7K range. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1, attack around 3 milliseconds, release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Just glue, don't crush. Then drum bus lightly, drive 1 to 4, transients depending on spikiness. Now the pro move that makes this whole system work, sidechain the amen texture away from the anchor snare. On the amen group, add a regular compressor, enable sidechain and feed it from the snare anchor track. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 40 to 90 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you get 2 to 5 dB of ducking when the anchor hits. Now your edits can be wild, but the spine stays readable. That's the whole point. And here's another coach move. Do an anchor audit every 4 bars. Solo the snare anchor and the amen texture together. If you can't sing the backbeat while the edits play, you've got a problem. Usually it's either overlapping a competing snare transient, or a loud hat transient is accidentally reading like the snare. Fix it by removing overlap, ducking harder, or reducing the attack of the competing slice. Watch out for double transient syndrome too. Two snares starting slightly apart equals fake flam. If you want flam, do it intentionally with clear spacing and velocity. If you don't, either nudge one, shorten the fade in, or remove the attack so only one transient reads as the hit. Now let's arrange a DJ-friendly 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Establish anchor map 1, classic 2 and 4, with light amen ghosts. Bars 5 to 8, add a syncopated kick slice, and maybe one triplet burst right before bar 8. Bars 9 to 12, switch to anchor map 2, the snare on 3, so the whole groove weight shifts. Bars 13 to 16, return to classic anchors and do a bigger moment at bar 16, like a stutter plus a reverse swell, then snap back to the anchor. Automation ideas. Automate drum bus drive up slightly into fills, like 1 or 2 points. Automate reverb send only on non-anchor snare slices. This audio version is shortened for playback.